corruption.
What's up, Raquel?
Hey, what's the world?
Can't complain.
Yeah, chill, chill, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's the word?
You know, man, grinding, trying to keep it balanced out between Koch and Virgin and Universal. You know what I'm saying?
So you got the Cali's Active album ready to come up?
Yeah, June 27th.
Yeah, can you talk about it right, real quick? What's it going to sound like?
It's going to sound like some West Coast original gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're just putting the final touches together today. And we're going to put an album in sequence. And that's going to be done. And then we got Corrupt album dropping June 20th.
Okay.
It's Young Gotti solo album.
Right.
Got the video on d-p-g.com on my website. So, you know, we're just trying to mash. Now I got the July 18th, which is the So-So Gangster.
If you like that, if you into that gangster, that gangster music, man, this is what you gotta have. This is a must get. Just, you know, original G shit, new millennium, dog pound gangster shit.
Did he come out kind of rushed?
No, I didn't come out in a rush. This album took a year, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be A grade quality, you know what I'm saying? Like the rest of them. Under the Southern. Like when we first made the Saga team, it was just songs that we had made to put together. Cause you know, everybody wanted to do a mixtape, but we ain't really been doing no mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Because you go in the Best Buy and the mixtape right next to the real thing. It's for everybody. You know, South, East, West, just trying to get it.
And we'll do records where we take our time, and we'll do records that we put together and throw to the game. You know, it's all dog pound gangsters, man. That is my opinion, man. I really don't have one. I'm too old, man. Fans and everybody with the tell me this and tell me that shit. I'm 33 years old, man. Like, I'm going to give people the music I can. That's what Daz is going to do. You know, we don't make mixtapes, but we'll take records that we made at the house and put them together and throw it to the, you know. It's for our fans, and it's also for ourselves. It's something that we want to do. If the people don't like the record, hey, what can I tell them, man? Don't buy the motherfucker. You know, but I'm not going to debate with people and play that game, man. Dog Pound Gangsters are legends, man. We in our late 30s almost, man. We don't have the energy to play the this person thinks that about y'all. What do you think about what they think? Shit, nah, man. Look, we're going to give the best music we could give you. If, you know, with the records that we just grabbed from the house and put them together and say, hey, man, let's throw this out real quick before, you know, we drop the one. You know, before we drop the main record, you know, if that's what we feel like doing at the time, that's what we're going to do. You know, it might not be for everybody, and we're not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? That's their opinion. That's what, you know, they do. But, you know, that's not going to stop us from throwing the records we want to throw to the people. You know, and as far as the Dillinger Gotti, that wasn't a rush. That's underground, man. That's us going in there. And actually, it's classic because it's the first record release of me and Daz getting back together. First thing, you know what I'm saying? See, so it's like to us, it's like, yeah, man, let's throw this to the game, get the people something real cool, show them how we just clowning out in the studio and having us a ball while we work on the record that Snoopy's overseeing for us, you know? So, it's either that you can love it or you can leave it alone, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't have opinions. Shit, though. That's no disrespect to none of the fans or anything like that, you know.
Yeah, so what's the meaning behind the title?
Cali is active, period. You got the highway patrol out there, right? And your Cali is active, bitch. You know what I mean? Shit. You know, because I go from the Bay to L.A., you know what I'm saying? I got homies that we do the same thing. They gangbang out there, but in a different way. You know what I'm saying? About that paper, so Cali is active all together. We're on the California movement right now.
L.A. isn't the only place that's active. Oakland's active. Richmond's active. San Francisco is active. You know what I'm saying? Mitchie's, my nigga, Messy Marv is from San Francisco. So how you going to say San Francisco ain't active? Because Hyphy is active. You know, that's Oakland's way of being active. Every different part of California has a way that they get out. It's active on our streets in California, man. From San Francisco to San Diego to San Jose to Oakland to any parts that we consider the West Coast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
California, man. We all act about this, bitch. There's no light part of California, man. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, even the white folks is acting. You understand me, man? Cali is acting. It's self-explanatory, man. And we're going to lead the parade on that.
So did you, like, include any Bay Area flavor on the album?
Yeah, we got that up in there. We got 40 on a couple of tracks, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you 40's on there?
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to keep it moving.
We did one, but no, not our album. He's going to be on Snoop's.
Oh, Snoop's album?
Record that we did. Yeah, the record we did, Snoopy was just like, man, this motherfucker is still banging. He's like, man, now, basically, we pretty much wrapped up with the Dog Pound. I've got a couple of fine tunings to do. So we did a bunch of records with a lot of other artists. But definitely the one with E-40, that's going to be on Snoop's album, Blue Carpet Treatment.
Yeah.
We pretty much kept it normal Dog Pound gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? As far as the West Coast, we look at it as we are the West Coast, so we ain't really fool around. We're getting different other West Coast artists on it. We the ones that's going to represent the West Coast on this album. And then we got, you know, people from the East Coast and from the South to come in and be a part of this gangster era.
Nate Dogg, is he on the album?
Yeah, Nate on the album. Be Real on the album. David Banner, Paul Wall, Cody, P. Diddy. Yeah, he on a rap track and production. You know what I'm saying?
How is it like to have Snoop oversee the whole project?
Oh, man, it's a normal thing to us, man. You know, Snoopy is the head of our organization. You understand me? So, you know, really, Snoopy said he was going to push it, and me and Dad was just ready for whatever Snoopy wanted to bring to the table. You know, it's a lot more of a people involved in this Cali is Active album. It's more than just me and Daz. I continues with just me and Daz, man, posted up at the house smoking and relaxing, man, and that's why it's such a relaxing, laid-back record, you know. It's the grown folk Dog Pound sound, you know what I'm saying? We just kicking back and cooling out and riding around and just smoking out to it. And the Cali is Active, you know, it's more the Dog Pound involved. You got Nate involved. You know, Snoopy's overseeing the whole thing. We had a lot of people who show support towards us, like David Banner and you know, Busta Rhymes, Paul Wall, you know what I'm saying, who came and showed us some love. So, you know what I mean? You know, the difference is, you know, total different caliber of an album, you know. And really, it's for the fans to pick up and listen to, and like I said, them to tell me what's the difference. You know what I'm saying, Cal? Ain't no albums we've ever done without Snoopy being involved or being some form of oversight in the situation. Even if it's, you know, we make the record and then we just take it to him and ask his advice, what you think about these records, what you think about this as a single. So Snoopy's always really been involved in the movements that we've been trying to do, you know what I mean? But it was the greatest thing, man, you know, and it feels good to have somebody that be a part of your project who you look up to and trust their judgments, you know what I mean? That's so hard creatively to allow somebody else to, you know what I mean, call the shots on your music, call the shots on this, call the shots on that, you know what I'm saying? And with Snoopy, you know, it feels good to be able to have somebody that you trust that much, and Snoopy made us. So, you know, it was really nothing, man. Snoop, which way you want to go, man? We're going to go to the left. Come on, Dez, let's roll. Wham, to the left. Which way you want to go now? We're going to go to the right. Hey, it's natural to us, man. You know what I'm saying? And it was a great thing, man. It was a great thing to have Snoop even want to be a part of the project like that. You know what I mean? And a lot of people damn near would pay Snoopy $15 million just to be involved in their projects. And we have them just out of love, you know? So it's a great thing to us. It was one of the greatest things.
You know, Snoop project, he putting it together. You know what I'm saying? So it's like whatever he want, we gonna make it happen.
How would you rank it?
Well, you know, I'm gonna let the people judge that. It all depends. The public gotta listen to it. It's hard for me to tell it because I'm used to it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And what's like the deciding factor in putting it out on Koch Records?
Just to get the full fledged money out of the situation. You know what I'm saying? We can get solo deals for that one. Okay. It's only a one album deal. So the next Dog Pound album, me and Corrupt do, is called Duets. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be doing songs with the Clips, UGK. We're going to put a whole album together with duo groups, you know what I'm saying?
And the lead single, that sounds like it could have been a song on Dillinger and Young Gotti. Are you sometimes trying to bring like a certain sound back?
It all depends on what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? We have different eras of time, you know what I'm saying? You know, we want the music to sound this way. You got to change up the sound. People put records out, then they can put them out, but I don't see nobody put more records out than me, because I put one out, I put another one out, and they still on their first. Nothing about rushing to put an album, because you got to spend money to make an album. You know what I'm saying? It's just I know what I want when I'm laying it down. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they don't know what they want. That's why they got to get another producers and all this other shit to help them.
Yeah.
In one man band.
I mean, you know, as being the producer of the group, so why were most of the songs produced by other artists? Like, you spend money on Diddy, but how come you didn't do a beat, like, at all?
I ain't have enough money to get it.
You didn't want to produce it?
Nah, I'm going to wait till the next one. Because the next album is All Men Corrupt.
There wasn't like, no money around?
Nah, everything was spent there. It was a tight, clean budget.
So you didn't, like, want to do, like, free beats?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, and how come you didn't work with Mike Dean again?
You know, different stands, you know, we still friends, you know what I'm saying, just new business people, new everything, you know what I'm saying?
What kind of beats did you want to have to speed over for this project?
Oh, no, we was, you know, we wanted to keep it West Coast and G'd up, right, but we did want to take it a step above on certain levels of music, you know, and not just be regular on them, you know, so, you know, I like I told Snoop, you know what I mean, I want some gangster shit. It's some shit that I can bust on, man. You know what I mean? He gave me what I wanted. Daz was like, man, he wants to rock the party, man. He wants to keep it cracking, man. All gangstered up, though. Snoopy brought all those type of musical things to the table with this particular project. Superfly gave us one that's so dark now, gangstered, you know? So, you know, there ain't too much that we really wanted that we didn't get, you know what I mean? It's just basically Snoop, let's take him back to the G shit. Snoop said, cool, I got everything we need for him. We just started fucking. Yeah.
I never expect to see you speak like over a Diddy beat.
Oh, and his beat is so vicious. Oh, it's so right. I just use all that motherfucker banging, man. But you know what? That's what we wanted right there. You wanted it to be what people expect, you know what I mean? Because you got to satisfy your basic, you know, your basic fans who've been supporting you all these years. You know what I mean? You have to handle them first. So we wanted to give what they would expect from us. But we still wanted to go to a different level and do things that people wouldn't expect, you know. You know, doing a record with Puffy, man, you know, for a long time, you know, we always wanted, we never really was into the fire up stuff. There's a lot of things that got taken out of proportion when back in the days, you know what I mean, and extended from there. But we always fucked with Puffy, man, and to finally get the opportunity to work with, because it was a big thing to us, you know, especially with the heat this nigga got. I don't know, to expand the West Coast, to show that, you know, the West Coast isn't just about, you know, just dropping the gang of West Coast type of beats and dropping the gang of West Coast shit. We want to open up this game to show the West Coast in collaboration with the East Coast, in collaboration with Down South, like the one Swiss Beats did on us, out of this fucking universe, you know what I mean? It's like we want to expand this whole Dog Pound thing, give people what they don't expect, like Corrupt and Daz and the Dog Pound on Swiss Beats music. Corrupt and Daz and the Dog Pound on Puffy's music. Corrupt and Daz and the Dog Pound on Jazzy Faye's music. You know what I mean? David Banner's music. As well as give them what they expect by dropping our records that we did with Superfly and the ones we did with Battle Cat. Giving them what they dying for. You know, we want that original gangster shit. We gonna give you that original gangster shit. But we gonna also twist it up with some of these other seasonings that we got that you won't expect to keep this thing rolling here, you know? It's all about unification in hip-hop right now. All different genres getting together and putting their sounds together. The South, the East, and the West, and up North. All getting together, making albums with all of these sounds all in one. That's how big hip-hop is. Bigger than just one person, you know? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, it's an independent one. It's my underground album, Underground Volume 1, Corrupt Young Gotti, Same Day, Different Shit. Daz has produced that whole record right there. Then I have my solo album that I'm dropping in the major market that Snoopy is executive producing. You know, I'm working on that one right now. My underground album is done, the one Daz has done. We already done that, packaged him up. Right now I'm working on finishing up the Dog Pound album, finishing Daz's solo album, and finishing my Corrupt album that Snoopy is executive producing.
You got a title for that album?
No, I mean, Snoop is just, you know, we just We just twerking right now, man. We got so many. Well, that corrupt solo album that Snoop's executive producing is off the meat rack. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Hell, man, I tell you this much about that album. Starting off with that album, I did 3 records with Fred Wreck and 3 records with Mailman. That's how I started that album. Wow, I'm trying to tell you, man. The first 6 records that I did for the album, I did 3 with Fred Wreck and 3 with Mailman. Just to give you an idea, to start off where I'm headed, man. I'm headed to fucking Jupiter right now. And the mic, oh my God, it needs to be condemned where I'm going right now with this shit. Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to fucking love it.
All right, and then you got the So-So Gangsta coming out. Was there, like, every time that you had doubts of the album getting released?
No, I just leave that to Jermaine Dupri. Let him handle that. You know what I'm saying? But I produced 5 songs on my album, though.
Yeah, you got 2 singles out right now. They're Cali's Active and It's My Thing with Corrupt. Was, like, the main focus on right now?
Just the group, period. You know what I'm saying? Just everything, period, because we own it. I'm working both of them. Both companies have an attitude, but... You know, do this and do that, but I'm working with, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, Virgin, Koch, you know, I'm working with all of them, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's on our time, whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, It's My Thing, you all use the classic hip-hop sample, and on Cali's Active, kind of like a straight West Coast beat. Is this like an indication of how different that both albums going to sound?
It's going to be 2 different albums, you know what I'm saying? The Dolphin album is like some West Coast. Jermaine album is more like, you know... His type, you know, I let that album be in his hands, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Second album is mine.
And as far as the DPG record, who's on the roster right now?
Superfly next. Yeah, Dog Power Gangsta Inc.
Huh. Yeah, and you never put out that 50 this song. You
Oh, Bear?
Yeah.
You know, sitting in the cut somewhere.
Are you going to put it out?
Nah, I ain't going to put it up. I ain't gonna give no niggas no shine.
Hey, how did you end up jumping on the Ice Cube tour?
Both Cube and Snoop put that together. Snoopy put it together, talked to Cube, and, you know, it's about that unity thing, man, supporting each other, man, supporting each other's hustle and keep it rolling, man. It's that new West Coast we talking about. You're going to see a lot of shit like this with this new West Coast move. You know what I'm saying? That's that new West Coast move, man, that Western Conference thing, man. Total unity, man. Let's roll together as one. You know, and Cube, Snoopy talked to Cube about it. Cube said he's in. You know, which is a great thing. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's just a big thing for the West Coast, man, to see this. These connections that you've never seen before like this, you know?
Can we expect to see you battle on stage?
Battle?
Yeah, battle.
I think I'm a little too old for battles, man. I done ran my race, man, you know. It was one point in time where Corrupt was considered the greatest MC on the earth. That was satisfaction for me. You know, now it's time for these youngsters to take it to the next level, the new generations like Glasses Malone and Bishop Lamont and Roscoe and YA, you know. It's time for them to take it to that next level, man, and you know, it's time for me to be that legend that I am, man. I'm make these great records. I done ran my race, man.
Yeah.
You know, and...
But I mean, you still battle at all? Like with a crew and shit like that?
That's not my thing, man. Nobody could ever get past Scully.
For real?
Oh, yeah, man. This nigga's a monster, man. Let me tell you something. There's 2 cats right now that I would put all the money in the world on that. I don't know if people can see these 2 boys. You understand me? There's my little brother, Roscoe, and there's a cat that's in New York named Jay Mills.
Yeah, you tell
me. I am fucking out of here, man. He's out of here. Him and Scotty, man, I don't know, man. That's dangerous, man. Them 2 guys right there, it's their world right now to handle that. Mike Cassidy's sick, too. Bishop Lamont's out of here. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's take time to, you know, put their little battle hats on and bounce it all up, man. My era, man, you know, I'm triumphant.
Well, Sly Boogie is sick, though.
Sly Boogie is sick, too. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You know, we got a couple of them out there, man. They playing, you know? I like this nigga named Saigon, too.
Yeah, he's tight.
Yeah,
Crook,
yeah, you know, he's in a caliber of his own, class of his own, though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for what you think, like, how hard is it for, like, for new artists to find, like, the right balance between doing battles and find that whole package as an MC?
I don't know, man. They got to believe in themselves, and they got to go out there in that battlefield, man. Experience battles, that's the best teacher to show you how to handle battles, you know. They got to get their feet wet, man. They got to get your feet dirty, you know.
Yeah.
I used to conquer entire malls and cities. Yeah, and I search for them. I go to a mall, who's the best rapper in here? I'm taking the title. Eat their heads off. Let you know the whole entire city gets involved because everybody else got their little local rapper who can think they can rhyme. I go from each place to each place and eat people up and take their titles home. Now, that's also another thing that's missing. If you're going to battle, that's how you do it. I see Jay Mills doing it, though, and I see Scotty doing it. I take Scotty everywhere to take a crown home.
Yeah. Do you still keep up with what's hot on the West Coast as far as New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, I got two favorites right now, I'll tell you the truth. You know.
Who's that?
Bishop Lamont and Glasses Malone.
Yeah.
You know. You're talking about away from my camp, though, right?
Yeah, outside of camp.
Yeah, outside of my camp. I like Glasses Malone, and I like Bishop Lamont, definitely. And another little young cat named Mark Spitz.
Yeah, he's tired.
Yeah. You know, I got some cats from... out in that at 909 is kind of vicious too, man.
Yeah.
The Zoo Babies.
Yeah.
Little youngsters is right.
Yeah.
With my nigga 40, yeah, they right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We trying to put it together, but you know what I'm saying? They got to move with what we moving with too. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's New West out there and everybody's saying the New West, but they got to get out there and get that New West money. And you got the name, you know what I'm saying? All right, cool. You can be with the New West and do all that. Cool. Keep repping it. It's shit on it going around the corner. Go get the deal and go put it out there. You know what I'm saying? What movement is you making for the New West? You know what I'm saying? Like, when they see me, you know I'm West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no doubt about it. I may live out there in Georgia, but they know who got the best, though. I'm feeling anybody who feeling my shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't really be keeping up with this person. I just keep on my grind. As long as I keep my shit going every day, it's good. You know, if I hear you on the radio, I hear you on the radio. If I hear you on the internet, good time. Is you making money with it, though? Or is the next man making money with it? And these DJs running around here in a fucking 500 bill.
Yeah, hey, how's the whole DBG Idols doing?
I was doing cool, you know what I'm saying? I was just trying to put the team together. That's what it's about. You know, it's like, new parts, you know what I'm saying? And it's about what we do, you know what I'm saying? We setting the trend. Well, I don't give a fuck about anybody else's feelings or how they think about what they feel. They're going to go home and take their shit. I'm going to go home and take my shit. Do I got some good toilet paper? Do you got some good toilet paper? That's all that count. I don't really care what what people say. They can say this or this or this. They got it. I got the money in my pocket. It's called hustling. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what anybody say. This album sound like this or this album don't sound like this. I don't give a fuck. It's still dead and corrupt. You know what I'm saying? Still going to buy it. And the simple fact is, if you want to buy that album, I got another one that you can go buy and see if it sound like that one. And everybody want to say this and this and this, but shit, I don't see never one and nobody in the studio making no good shit. As far as the fans talking about this album and this album, shit, they can't even pay their own fucking bills. You got a cell phone bill that's due on the 28th of this month.